All right, so our listener Tyler had a great living situation with his roommate up until recently. Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice because I had a great living situation until about 12 hours ago. I'm 29. Mm-hmm. I live with one of my old coworkers.
Okay.
She's a couple years younger than me. Honestly, it's been a really great roommate setup. No drama. We get along super well, split everything evenly, occasionally grab drinks, just really easy.
Yeah, great.
So last night we went out with another friend, had too much to drink, came back home. Long story short, ended up hooking up.
Oh.
This morning was super awkward. Barely said two words to each other. She called in sick, stayed in her room. I left for work feeling guilty.
Aw.
What's weird is we usually text or G-chat throughout the day about random stuff, but today, just nothing.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure she's mortified, and I don't even know if this was just drunk stupidity we both instantly regret, or if there's some bigger weirdness going on now.
Mm.
What are the chances we can actually just go back to normal after this? And how do I make being at home tonight feel less uncomfortable?
Mm.
Do I text her first, acknowledge it, pretend it never happened, show up with pizza as a peace offering? I need a game plan before I walk through the front door.
Well, first of all, you can't just ignore it.
Nope.
That is hurtful. You can't ignore
it. No matter how she's feeling about it, it will hurt even more if you just, because then she will feel like she
did something wrong or whatever. Exactly. I mean, because you don't know how she feels about it. Because maybe there's actually like a connection between you two.
Maybe
that,
there's like feelings.
Yeah, exactly. That is underlying that maybe you didn't know existed.
Even if you don't want a relationship
right.
like that.
Yeah.
I think you still want to think the other person had a good time.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, so you definitely don't want to go into that going, mistake. Obviously, this was a huge mistake.
Right.
Huge.
Yes, you don't
huge
want to feel
mistake.
Like a disaster yourself.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Anybody been in that situation?
Yeah, how do you start that conversation? I think pizza is a good idea.
Yeah,
come home with pizza.
Yeah, just be like, hey,
so
about last night.
Hash pepperoni.
So
yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy. Yeah, but I definitely, even if you kind of feel that it was a mistake, I don't think you lead with that.
No.
I don't think you lead
no.
with that.
So that'll never happen again, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because you want to be considerate. You want to be considerate. So, all right, 502-795-1997. Especially if you've kind of experienced that sort of thing, let us know. Call or text or voice note is great. And we'll take some of your stories on the way.
How can we go back to being friends?
I'm telling you, there's a song for everything.
There's
a song for everything on 99.7 DJX. All right, so whoops, you accidentally hooked up with your female roommate. It's 99.7 DJX. Now you're like, okay, I don't know how to walk in the door after work today because she took off work sick. It's been crickets on our G-chat. We normally chat with each other.
We're interacting every day, usually nothing today. So what do we do?
Yeah.
Alex says, show up with pizza. Just say, do you want to talk about last night? If she says yes, talk about it. Mm. If she says no, let it be. Do something you'd normally do. Move on. If you allow the elephant to stay, you will never move on. But having the hard conversation clears the air, gives room for growth in either direction, friendship or relationship.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people, especially on Facebook, like Pamela says, you can't live with someone and not speak about the elephant in the room. You got to clear the air.
Yes, Brandy, but there's a way to do it. They're saying you need to let her kind of lead the conversation. Don't you be starting it by saying, talking about your regrets.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't.
Can't lead with that.
Even if you think in your head, that was a mistake, never, ever, ever going to do that again, you got to you can't lead with that.
Yeah, because Patricia says don't say it was good or bad. Apologize for putting her in an awkward position.
Yeah.
Ask if she's okay and if she needs a plan B. And if she needs to talk about it, apologize. Make it about her feelings and needs, not your regrets.
Yeah, I like Brandy, who says, what are the chances of actual interest between you two?
Yeah, he didn't seem to indicate that.
One way or the other. But yeah. Says, look, if you go in and say, I'm so sorry, that was a huge mistake, she may be crushed.
Oh, 100%.
Right, so let her lead. And
gauge how she feels about it before you figure out how to proceed with what you are going to add to the conversation.
Yeah. Man. Karen texted in, instead of pizza, try twisty breadsticks. What? Because the...
Yeah, no.
The imagery.
Because, yeah, sure. The entanglement.
The entanglement.
The night before. But yeah, everyone's kind of like team pizza. Mike is like, go for round two, see where it goes. Mike, that's okay. a little aggressive.
You still need to talk about
before
any sort of round two happens.
Right. Mm. Okay. But again, everyone's pointing to pizza. Let her lead the conversation.
Yes, pizza.
Offering is pizza.
I'm down with pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely bring some dinner home tonight.
Yes. Because she's probably freaking out, like, what does he think of me? Oh, my gosh, this is awful. She may be thinking the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And feeling self-conscious and all the things. So if you make the first move with the peace offering, open the conversation and just let her lead it to where it's going to go.
Holly brings up a good point. She on text. Make sure when you talk to her, you actually listen because she might respond with, it's fine. I'm fine. Don't be like, okay, cool. Because as you know, listen, as a guy who's heard the I'm fine, you know it's never fine.
She's not fine.
She's just saying it because that's all she can say at that moment.
Right.
I'm fine. Okay. Everything's fine.
Okay, cool. You gonna eat that?
Great. Well, that was an easy talk.
Well, that was great. All right, cool.
Hey, can you pass the garlic sauce? All great. Right.
High five. Okay.
All right. So, all right. I think we got it.
Shaq,
right?
You can't have round three and four if you don't have round two. Listen, Shaq, though, we need to assess first how she feels about that.
Yeah. And Trina says, definitely got to talk about it. Who knows? She might be your wife one day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be a fun little story.
That would be an interesting, origin story for you two.
Sure. But again, we don't know if Tyler's even considering that.
Yeah. And Dr. Aaron, yes, we are going to need an update on this.
Oh, 100%.
Maybe even, I mean, we might even be able to get it Friday because, like I said, we got this message a day or two ago, so... we might be able to actually get an update soon.
Yeah, who knows if he's actually taken things into his own hands before he heard what we had to say. They have done that before. They have gone rogue.
They have gone rogue. They're like, yeah. But I'm going to do this. All right, fair enough. All right, hey, good luck. I think we've got a lot of pathways forward, but definitely.
We're in agreement.
Pizza, and you got to address the elephant.
Exactly. Yep. Like, open it up. Let her lead the conversation. See where it goes.
And don't just accept the, it's fine, I'm fine.
Right, yes, no. If she tries to toss that out, it's like, no. Like, I feel like, what are you feeling?
As a woman, when you say, I'm fine, everything's fine, what do you want as the response from the guy?
Typically, we want you to dig a little further.
Like you're...
Because if you just okay, cool, and then you turn around and walk out, then it feels like you don't care.
In the moment?
Yeah.
Or give it a pause, 5 minutes, then come back to it.
Feels like a situational thing.
Because I feel like when you say the it's fine, I'm fine, that's like you're wanting to stop, end it right then.
If she seems angry, maybe you let her cool off for a bit before you come back and approach. But if she's kind of like, oh, it's fine.
First of all, I have never heard that tone of it's fine, I'm fine, the way you just said it.
Oh, really? Okay. So is it always like, I'm fine?
Yes.
Is that one? Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you typically walk away, then come back? Or do you press in the moment?
I usually just say, cool, and I leave.
And then years later, after several fines build right, up, right, she explodes.
Right, exactly. That's how I live. That's fine. You know, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Okay, cool.
All right. Anyways, that's group therapy. We will follow up. Maybe we have an update even tomorrow on this on 99.7 DJX.